This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio Network, my flagship station, 790 AM here in Las Vegas. Leading the revolution, leading the loyal opposition. From now on, I should say, coming to you from Radio Free Las Vegas. Because this country's in a lot of trouble, man. All right, so I want to read you my commentary. If you didn't happen to be with us in hour one yesterday, then you never heard it. I never had time in hour two or three. I never had time today in hour one or two. And this is out today at many websites all over the country, and a lot of people are commenting on it. Vegas oddsmaker says the fix was in. Trump was robbed. This election was stolen. So this is My Baby by Wayne Allen Root. This is my column that's out today that has a lot of people really going, wow. Vegas oddsmaker says the fix was in, Trump was robbed, this election was stolen. I've been a Vegas oddsmaker and sports gaming expert for four decades, long before I became known as a nationally syndicated conservative talk show host. I understand odds and gambling in a way that no other conservative media personality, host, or politician in this country could. And I could tell you something is very wrong with this presidential election. It reminds me of a fixed football game. Remember the famous fixed 78 game? Between the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants quarterback handed the ball off. Nobody wanted it. The running back didn't want it. The ball fell on the ground. Herm Edwards and the Eagles picked it up and ran it to the end zone with seconds left for a last-second victory. And here's the thing that made it, you know, everyone knew it was a fixed game. It was over, and the Giants won. All they had to do was knee the football, and the game was over. One knee, and the game's over. Never have to risk a handoff. And instead, they insisted on handing the ball off. Why? Every bettor in the world knows that game was fixed. It doesn't matter if you could prove it. We all know. Gamblers feel the same way about this presidential election. This presidential election is rancid. It feels as fixed as that Giants-Eagles NFL football game. Let me give you the details of this election from a gambler's perspective. Nobody else can do this. Trump entered the night a 2-1 underdog. As soon as the polls started to close and the picture became clear, the electoral picture, Trump's odds quickly moved to even money. Then Trump became the slight favorite, then a moderate favorite, then a 2-1 favorite. Then he moved to 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, and finally Trump moved to an 8-1 favorite. What does all this mean? Bettors putting their money on the line during election night have always proven to be deadly accurate. Smart bettors can clearly see what direction a race is taking in live time. Bettors around the world clearly saw what I saw when they stared at the electoral map. Trump was headed for an electoral landslide. But something wasn't quite right. Fox News wouldn't call Florida for Trump, even though he's ahead by a mile. They wouldn't call Ohio, even though Trump was ahead by a mile. They wouldn't call Texas, even though Trump was ahead by a mile. And I sat there screaming at my TV, and of course, in retrospect, they were wrong about all three. Trump won them all. They never called Alaska till today. I knew he had Alaska on election night. He was way ahead. Why didn't you call Alaska? Why did you wait 8 or 9 days to today? More strange calls. Fox News had called Virginia for Biden at the start of the night. And at that moment, Trump was way ahead in Virginia. Trump would remain ahead in Virginia for 3 hours after Fox awarded the electoral votes to Biden. Why would they do that? What was the rush? Why were you in a rush to add Virginia and its electoral votes to Biden's column? Biden was awarded Virginia with Trump ahead, but Trump was ahead by a mile in Florida, Ohio, and Texas, yet Fox News refused to award him the electoral votes. I knew at that moment something was wrong, something smelled fishy, something was rotten in the D.C. swamp. Betters witnessed Trump dominating. He clearly won not only those three key states of Florida, Ohio, and Texas, but Trump also enjoyed large leads in the entire Midwest, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa. And, of course, you know he's going to win the whole South. So it was all but over. Trump had an electoral landslide. Hence the massive 8-1 odds in favor of Trump. And then it happened. It was the most bizarre call in election night history. Fox News called Arizona for Biden. Why? It wasn't even close to over. There was no reason on earth to make that call. Arizona is still not over 9 days later. Today's 9 days later, Arizona isn't over. CNN still hasn't awarded Arizona. ABC pulled it back from Biden only 48 hours ago. And if I'm not mistaken, Real Clear Politics never gave Arizona to Biden. So why would Fox News be in such a rush to call Arizona for Biden? At that moment, Trump's odds crashed almost instantly from 8-1 back to 2-1. That drop set off alarm bells. My friend who's one of the biggest bookmakers in the country called me to say, Wayne, something's wrong. I've never seen a drop like that, let alone a drop that fast. How can Trump go from 8-1 to 2-1? Someone knows something. We've got a problem. It was as if someone had decided in advance to give Arizona to Biden, whether he wanted it or not. They needed to give it to him at that moment. And it was prearranged for that moment. And it was as if there was a secret code known to only a few billionaire gamblers. Fox News awards Arizona to Biden. Six magic words. Fox News awards Arizona to Biden. Someone was ready for that call. Someone waited till Trump was a prohibitive 8-1 favorite. And then they knew to bang the number, basically, to bet millions of dollars on Biden at the longest odds of the night. Send it home at 8-1. Wait. Wait for Fox to announce. Boom. Let's make millions. Someone knew the fix was in. Someone made a fortune, or at least they thought they made a fortune. Of course, most sports books around the world will not award the money now. They say they can't award it because they see there's a problem with this election, and they're not going to award it until it's certified. So you didn't win the bet. You think Biden won. He didn't win. Matter of fact, in Real Clear Politics, they took away Pennsylvania for Biden and Arizona for Biden. So Biden is not at 270. He's not the winner. He's not the nominee. He's not the president-elect. But there's more to the story. First, by awarding both Virginia and Arizona to Biden way too early in the evening and also going super slow awarding states to Trump where he led by a mile, Fox News made sure Biden had the electoral lead all night. That's another big part of the story. Just like the fake pollsters suppressed Trump voters for months in advance of the election with polls falsely showing Trump losing by a landslide. Remember the one that said he'd lose Wisconsin by 17 points a few days before the election? Wisconsin's a dead tie. And they said he'd lose by 17 points? What a fraud. How about Fox News? All their polls were fraud. Trump always a double-digit underdog, losing all the battleground states, really. So all the polls were fraud, and now add in fake news desk employees sure appeared to be suppressing Trump's votes on election night with their calls. And they also created an air of invincibility for Biden. That was the real reason I think they did what they did. If Biden led in every poll before the election and then led all night on election night in electoral votes, then it wouldn't look like a fix was in when Biden suddenly wound up the winner the morning after, right? It would seem natural. One more piece of the puzzle. From almost the moment that secret code, those six secret words, Fox News awards Arizona to Biden, was spoken, three key Middle West battleground states with Democrat governors all decided to stop counting votes for the night, with Trump way ahead. Have you ever heard of that before? Who stops counting votes at midnight? Your only job if you work for the government on election night is to work until you count all the votes. You don't go home for the night, let alone with Trump ahead, let alone coordinating in advance. Three Democrat governors must have known, wait for the words, Fox News awards Arizona to Biden, and we're going to stop counting. Like they were all coordinated in advance. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania all quit counting around midnight. And to add to the idea that this was a fix, these states merely claimed they were stopping counting for the night. They didn't stop counting. After TV cameras and Republican poll watchers were all sent home, these Democrat states all resumed counting, suddenly finding all the ballots they needed to overcome large Trump leads. Isn't that interesting? I actually took screenshots before I went to bed. I saved them. Trump was winning Michigan by over 300,000 votes when they stopped counting for the night. He was up in Wisconsin by over 100,000 votes. I think it was 104,000 when they stopped counting. In Pennsylvania, he was up by about 700,000 votes. But in the wee hours of the morning, I took a new screenshot. Suddenly, Biden was up by 9,000 in Wisconsin and 30,000 in Michigan. How did that happen? I thought they stopped counting. It all started with that bizarre Arizona call by Fox News. Folks, someone knew. The fix was in. A few key people made millions betting on this election. They knew the exact minute to jump in. They knew exactly when a Trump landslide would turn to a Biden victory with the help of a fake TV network call and fake ballots in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They knew Arizona was going to be called way too early. They knew that fake Arizona call would trigger vote count to stop and massive ballot fraud to begin. I don't know what the Supreme Court will decide. Keep the music low. I don't know what the Supreme Court will decide. That's not up to me. But bettors all over the world know in our gut exactly what happened. The fix was in, no different than that famous New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles fix in 1978 at the Meadowlands. They called it the Miracle at the Meadowlands. That game was fixed, and so was this election. The fix was in. Trump was robbed. This election was stolen. My column that came out today at Gateway Pundit and many other websites around the country. That's a story that they don't want you to hear on Fox News. Something's rancid at Fox News. Do you know they just hired a crisis PR firm because their ratings dropped so dramatically since Election Day? Nobody watches Fox News anymore. They're dead. They had to hire a crisis PR firm. I wonder if they hired my old friend Michael Citrick from Los Angeles. He's the guy they call when the Catholic Church has pedophiles. They call Michael Citrick. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of the segment, show Strauss Heart Drops. You know, they've been on the show, what, about 9 months now with us? They've sold more than 1 million bottles of Strauss Heart Drops over the past 40 years. Helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. But all 1 million were sold in Canada. And then they found the Wayne Allen Root Show, and they decided to become our sponsor. And they've been advertising here for, I don't know, either 9 or 10 months now, almost a year. And they've done fantastic in the United States, thanks to the Wayne Allen Root Show. And we thank you for sponsoring our show, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack, stroke, number one killers. But Strauss offers more than just heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas, too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com. 3 bottles of any formula and receive a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR. We've got calls. Let's take Keith on line one. Keith, you're on with Wayne Root. Keith from Vegas. What's on your mind, Keith?
Yeah, hi, Wayne. Hi, Wayne. It's your friend Keith from Vegas. Listen, I wanted to bring up the subject once again of the how vital the Senate runoff is going to be in Georgia. You know these three names, Murkowski, Collins, and Romney. It's not set in stone that these characters are going to vote with the Republican Senate. So all the more important that we get these two senators from Georgia elected and put on our side, because it's not always set in stone that all the Republicans are going to vote towards our side, towards the Republican side. Do you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you have to have a 52-48 lead because you need those four, because you got Collins of Maine. You've got Murkowski of Alaska. You've got a bunch of recalcitrant Republicans. You can't count on every one of them. So you need a little room for error. So 52-48 is the minimum you need. We're at 50-50 now because we were declared the winner in both North Carolina and Alaska in the last 48 hours. So we're at 50-48. And we got to win two more to make it 52-48 to give a little breathing room. But at least one, because you can't be a 50-50 tie. We actually lose every vote because Kamala Harris, Kamala the commie, will suddenly be the one who breaks every tiebreaker, and she'll be living. They'll set up a bed for her in the U.S. Senate, and she will, you know what that comment means. Just like Willie Brown set up a bed for her. You know, you always want a bed for Kamala. You always want her to stay overnight because you know what might happen. But they'll set up a bid for her at the U.S. Senate because she'll be the tiebreaker in every single vote. So we've got to have it. Got to have it. And you can't count on Georgia being a red state anymore. Because look what just happened. We may win it back. We may flip it. But it doesn't matter. They cheated. They cheated. They cheated. And they stole it. If we win, it'll be by like 1,000 votes by the skin of our chinny chin chin. Thank you, Keith. Let's take Steve in Massachusetts. Line 3. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but just bear with me. Trump needs one hell of an IT team to find out what was going on with Scorecard, Hammer, and Dominion Software. And my recommendation, because he's considered pardoning them before, pardon Edward Snowden, pardon Julian Assange, pardon Michael Flynn and Mike Rogers. That would be a nice start for an IT team to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know much about whether those guys are really the best in the world at IT. Just because they ratted out the United States doesn't mean that they're the best in the world at IT. There may be better IT guys, but I agree with your idea that he needs an all-star IT team. I don't know if it's Snowden. I don't know if it's Julian Assange. I don't know who it is. But he needs an all-star IT team, no question about that. Look, they stole the election. They stole it with so many different ways. One of them was just downright, you know, dinosaur. They didn't need any fancy switches of votes. They didn't need fake mail-in ballots. All they needed was when they're counting the ballots, they don't allow any Republican to be there to witness it. So everything's fake and everything's the wrong address and everything's the wrong signature. And there's nobody there to ever say no. And they say yes to all of them. And they all happen to be for Biden. I mean, that's a pretty simple way to steal. Pretty simple. Thank you, Steve, from Massachusetts. Left is Dave from California. And then we got empty phone lines, four of them, just waiting for you to call. Oh, we have a guest now. I didn't know that. Oh, we added a guest at the last minute. Okay. All right, so we have a guest, and we'll take Dave from California in that last segment of the show. Ask Dave to either wait on hold or call back for the last segment, and we'll grab the rest of you then, too. 833-WAR-TALK. That's how I remember it. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. We'll be right back with you. Wayne Allen Root. Listen, there's a reason why they call me the warrior. Pretty soon, we may be going to war. It doesn't look good. Civil war may be coming. Certainly unrest may be coming. We may have to make ourselves very loudly known. I'm not locking down. I'm not closing my business. I'm not living with a national mask mandate either. This is war, and the battle has just begun.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump communications director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone.
People want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy.
President Trump spending part of his Veterans Day laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
It's beyond me that no one learned their lesson, that lockdowns don't work, lockdowns don't work, lockdowns don't work. My fiance just texted me that Ohio will lock down in 1 week. Are you all crazy? You're going to destroy the economy and bankrupt every small business and put every restaurant out of business, every bar out of business, every nightclub out of business, every airline out of business, every hotel, tourism. This is the stupidest response I've ever seen. And I guess we have the perfect guest for that. We got Michael Betris here. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'll find out in a second. He is a coronavirus researcher, author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Michael, am I pronouncing your last name Betris?
It's Beatrice, but that's fine.
All right, Beatrice. Either way, do you agree with what I'm saying, how incredibly stupid this is? We tried it the first time. No state that locked down had any success, but they put everyone out of business. This is economic suicide.
Yeah, I initially wrote the book back in April, and it was under the guise of the unemployment, the 40 million people that got pushed out of their employment. And I'll tell you what's even got me more fired up lately is, we've got over 30 million kids that are not in classrooms. And there was a Dallas Morning News report that came out yesterday that said their study resulted in 30% of the kids in our area, I live in Dallas, are behind in reading and 50% behind in math. That's unrecoverable. I mean, we could go on and on about it. I appreciate that you're on the same page as me. And, yeah, this thing is nuts.
Well, in New York, they're closing as of 10 p.m. Friday. Gyms, bars, restaurants, everybody's got to close. They're going to allow them to do, pickup service. How nice of them. You can go out in the freezing cold in the dark in the wintertime and you can just pick up your food and bring it back. No one's going to do that. You're either going to eat inside or you're going to stay home. You're going to put every restaurant out of business. Pick up and delivery is only good in the summertime. When it's light out till 9 o'clock and it's beautiful out at night and you can't wait to stroll over, get the food, come home and feed your wife and kids. But in the dark, no one's going to get up and come home from work, get up, go back out, go get food. It's 10 degrees outside. No one's doing that. So this is all death to restaurants, right? Death.
And when you look at New York, I mean, they're at 1% or less of their total hospitalizations are with patients with COVID. And I think what I keep trying to press upon people lately is the default of where we should be open, not locked down. And so if you look at the places that are open, and let's just take like South Dakota and Florida as kind of our control group, and we've got like Sweden and, some other countries also. And if you take a look at those, the lockdown states, which you've had California the whole time, you've had Illinois, Michigan, New York, they should be far outperforming, like
right.
Blown away
and they're not.
The data. And they're not. All to me, you look at Florida and South Dakota, all they need to do is perform average to validate that everybody should be in class and everybody should be working. And if you're in a vulnerable group, which COVID-19 is real, if you're in one of those vulnerable segments, it's real. Those people should be insulated. And like a good example is I've got 89-year-old parents in Detroit. We've had them keep a very low profile for the last 8 months. But I've got a kid way at college at a Big 12 school. I told him to live his life as freely as he can. And that's just really what we should be doing now.
Yeah, well, I've got a kid away in college right now, and he's laughing at the whole thing. I want to be careful what I say, be careful not to mention where he goes. But all I'm going to tell you is my son's a bright guy, and he thinks he got COVID. He thinks every friend he has got COVID. He says it was going around, and he was out on a date with a girl. He was kissing her, and the next day she got COVID. And then he felt a sore throat. He said, of course I have COVID. And guess what happened? He stayed home for 3 days, and that was it. It was gone. And he said everyone on the entire campus, same thing. They're sick for a day or two, and it's gone. Ridiculous overreaction in world history.
It really is. I mean, it's a very disproportionate response. And again, that's not diminishing that COVID-19 isn't real. But when you take a look at kind of where we are right now, we've had about 350,000 excess deaths this year. And by my estimations and some people that I think are really analyzing this data, we're probably at about half of that are real COVID-19 deaths. And the other half are really lockdown deaths. What nobody really talks about is we've got spikes in suicides and overdoses, but we've got really the most of those are untreated medical ailments. So we've got Alzheimer's deaths are up way up this year from abandonment, and people in the age 25 to 44, that segment, their deaths are way up. They're not in the COVID vulnerable range. It's this thing is a disaster, and you know the only person you've really got is the voice of reason on this. Is Scott Atlas, and he's probably not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, I know. I've started my show by saying we're talking to Michael Beatrice, a coronavirus researcher, author of COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. I started the show by saying I'm a tough guy, and I've fought people, and I've had so many really life-and-death fights in my life, and I really don't get scared by anything, and I never get intimidated, I never back down, I never cry, I never complain. I'm scared to death for the first time in my life. If we lock down, I'll lose my businesses. We aren't going to make it. We aren't going to survive another lockdown. So many people are going to lose their businesses, and so many customers are going to be broke. There's going to be no one to buy anything. This country is going to be plunged into a Great Depression. And it's so dumb because this never, ever worked. As a matter of fact, to me, the best state in America was South Dakota. She never closed, and everything was fine. There aren't any high death rates in South Dakota. What are you talking about? There's no problems in South Dakota. The governor's doing fantastic there, and the people are doing fantastic. And yet in California they closed, and New York they closed, and they got the highest, New York has the highest death rates in the world. What does it do for you to wear masks and to close?
Yeah, I mean, there's no correlating data between anywhere in the world, actually, between wearing masks and having a suppression of cases or hospitalizations and deaths. There's just, in fact, you seem very knowledgeable about this. You've probably seen the charts. You can see them all over the world. Is you've got mask mandates, and then a few weeks later, whenever the virus decides to, you know, make its way through, you've got the surge in quote cases and then hospitalizations and things. And so, you know, that stuff doesn't work. But, you know, South Dakota is actually at their peak right now of their whole COVID thing. But what you don't hear about is so is every state around it. So is Minnesota. So is Colorado. So is North Dakota.
Right. There's no difference.
So is Iowa.
Look, tell me if I'm wrong about this. You're the expert, but I've done so much studying. And Sweden had plenty of coronavirus and plenty of deaths in elderly people in nursing homes, but almost every single death was an old person in a nursing home. There was nobody under 60 who died in Sweden, I think 7 in the whole country. But the reality is they did have a lot of sick people, they did have a lot of deaths, and guess what? So did everybody else around them, but Sweden didn't lock down and the other people did. So it doesn't make a difference. You're better off not locking down so you don't ruin your economy.
So you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. And it's not just ruining your economy. Certainly, that's why where I started. Where I'm ending on this is more the probably, you know, I'd say the more healthcare-oriented things, things like the medical ailments and the suicides and those types of things, the excess deaths, and the kids that are out of school. These kids are going to fall so far behind, and it's particularly the disadvantaged kids. I mean, right, when you look at the correlation between Democrat-led states, and I didn't make a political argument in my book, but there's an 80% correlation between political party and whether you're in a loose or light lockdown situation. And the most harmed individuals through these lockdowns are really traditional Democrat constituents. And it is tragic, Wayne. It's tragic.
Right, because they don't have at home. They're poor. They don't have computers. They don't have Internet access. So how are they supposed to go to school when it's all online? The whole thing's dumb. I mean, my fiancé's kids and grandkids are in Texas. She has very young grandkids in Texas, and they say that school's working out so well part-time that they've decided in Dallas, in Fort Worth, to go to full-time school next week. So while the rest of the nation is shutting down, Fort Worth is going to full-time school. That they don't have any problems. Nobody's sick in huge numbers. When they do get sick, first of all, here's the question I got to ask you as a coronavirus researcher. Here's my understanding, okay? This is my understanding, Michael, that the number is set too sensitive on these tests. So that if you have one single germ in your nose, they say you have COVID, and you have to now lock down for 14 days, when in reality, everybody breathing the air probably has one germ in their nose. So everybody comes up positive, but you have no symptoms, and you can't give it to anyone, but yet they're positive. So you hear these numbers, and it scares the bejesus out of everyone, and we got to shut the state down. Everybody's getting it. It's because the test is set too sensitive. Yes? No? You know about this?
Yeah, it's probably set twice as sensitive as it should be, so you're getting an enormous number, like maybe half. I mean, you hear that the ranges of false positives range from 80% to 40 to 50%, so it's huge. So what you really need to track is hospitalizations. The problem with that is you've got a lot of people in hospitals that they're not in their for a COVID-19 ailment. They're in there for something else, and they happen to have the virus. And even now, we're at our worst. The highest hospitalization rate we've had all year is today, and we're at 6.6% of all hospital beds. Remember, we locked down in March because there was fear from that initial Imperial College model that we would have a threefold shortfall in hospital beds. And now we're only at 6.6% capacity, and we're still freaking out.
So here's my question, Michael. Michael, I know what people are thinking at home. It's an important question I've got to get you to answer. Where were we at the worst of it in March and April compared to the 6% hospital now? Where were we in March and April?
Well, we were substantially lower than that. It's just that we were so concentrated in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, and then a part of Detroit and New Orleans. So that initial thing hit us so hard in a concentrated area that there was fear that this thing would, you know, project down everywhere. It hasn't really gotten as serious anywhere else as it did in New York City. And
right.
It was. You know, we didn't reach hospital capacity in New York, but anybody living there will tell you, you know, they probably know somebody that, you know, was in the hospital. I mean, it was tight in New York for a couple
years. But the reality is I've seen the numbers. It's 99% survival, and almost every human being that goes to the hospital or dies is very, very old or very, very sick, with a few exceptions. You don't need to close the world and close the economy for that. It's crazy. Michael, we got to run. The music's on. We're up against the break. Michael Beatrice, coronavirus researcher, author of COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. He doesn't want to lock down. I don't want to lock down. You don't want to lock down. We're not going to lock down. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wade Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, last segment for the day. Today is Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Today's hump day. That means tomorrow we're already hitting for the weekend. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. My book, Trump Rules, go get a copy. I want all the War Army to get a copy. If you're a Wayne Root fan, get one for Christmas. If you're a Donald Trump fan, get one for Christmas. It's a very unusual book. I've studied Trump since I'm 18 years old, and I've lived by the Trump Rules myself. I've taken notes. I have 300 pages of notes. I call them the Trump Rules. I live by them. I want it to be like Donald Trump. And lo and behold, look at my careers. It's wild. It's really wild. I want to just take you on kind of a memory lane of my life. It's really kind of weird because I became the youngest anchorman in America on CNBC, and I became one of the youngest political candidates in the history of New York State, 21 years old, running for major office, and the media dubbed me the king of Vegas sports gambling. I mean, these are all a reality TV show, best-selling author. They sound familiar. Every one of those careers, Donald Trump's careers. I was following Trump's rules, and I'm going to teach those same rules to you. Anybody can improve their life and change their life for the better with the Trump rules. So go to Amazon.com, get a Christmas gift for your kids in college or high school or for the Trump fan in your life, and it'll make a great Christmas gift under the tree. And then my merchandise is at RootForAmerica.com. There's now war merchandise, brand new thing. We've got mugs, T-shirts, backpacks, laptop sleeves, bags, pillowcases, T-shirts for babies, you name it, baby clothes, you name it. We got it for war, for Wayne Root, for Root for America, for Relentless Root, all great Christmas gifts, war merchandise at RootForAmerica.com. Let's grab some more calls. We've got them. We got Mayor in California. Oh, Dave's first. Dave in California on line two. Sorry, Dave's waited the longest. Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you. Wow. We're going through this election. It's tremendous. I think a lot of your listeners are aware that President Trump has been ahead of the game. He has his Trojan horse out there, as the ballots were watermarked with a special code on each, you know, embedded in
Dave,
each,
I hope you're right. But we don't know that to be a fact. That is an internet rumor, and I have no idea if that's true. And I've argued with all my friends that you're believing that is very naive, because how is that possible if Donald Trump has never mentioned it? He's got the biggest mouth in the whole world. He loves to brag. I'm saying only good things about him. I don't mean this in a bad way. Muhammad Ali said, hey, if, you know, it's not bragging if you can back it up. Donald Trump would be screaming, I gotcha, I gotcha. We trapped you. We set a trap. There's watermarks on the ballots. We know you're fake. You're going to jail. He's never said that. So what makes you think that's
real? Actually, he's a millimeter smarter than that.
What? Tell me. I want to know why I'm wrong. Believe me, I want to be right. I want you to be right.
He's an amazing artist, and we've watched him since he was the Donald in The Art of the Deal and in The Apprentice, and there are times where we think we just know what he's going to do, and there's that 2 or 3% of instances where he does different. He is really... really on top of the job.
Mayor, I wrote the book, Trump Rules. I get it, but I don't know that he did any watermarks. I'm telling you, I think it's an internet rumor and it's not correct. And by the way, I've seen online where they said, it says Homeland Security did this. Homeland Security has nothing to do with the vote. So I just don't think it's true. I think you're getting a hopes up on that one for nothing. If we're going to win this thing, it's going to be about Republican poll watchers not being allowed in while the ballots are counted. It's going to be about votes switched by computer. It's going to be up late ballots that shouldn't have been counted. It's going to be about, you know, fraud where they literally made out ballots that dead people and homeless people and people who didn't live in the state. I don't think it's got anything to do with watermarks or any sort of a trap laid by Trump. I hope he laid a trap. I hope he did that. I think you're asking too much of the guy. He just got over COVID, and he was doing rally after rally. I don't think he knew anything about any traps. I don't think he was laying any traps. Anyway, thanks for the call, Mayor. I hope you're right. I fear you're not. I speak to Trump's inner circle, remember? And I don't know one person who says that. They're all praying that the Supreme Court overturns late ballots. Nobody's got anything to say about a trap laid by Trump. So my guess is there is no trap laid by Trump. No matter how brilliant he is, he left the door open on that one. He never... prepared for massive voter fraud. I'm very disappointed in him over that one. But I hope I'm proven wrong, and he wakes up one day and announces, see, I knew it. I planned the trap. I don't know. We'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK, if we have time. 833-WAR-TALK. Another great day, another strong day. Remember, I'm the guy who wrote the column that you got to put out million-dollar rewards to get people to come forward to say I was part of the voter fraud and I could prove it. And a major GOP donor put out $1 million reward. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick put out $1 million reward for evidence of voter fraud. I said it's for participating in the actual fraud. You know, but evidence is good, too. But, I mean, I'd rather have people who say, I was part of it. So I know exactly what happened. I'm telling you, Trump should raise $100 million and offer a reward. And for people who go, oh, that wouldn't be legal. That wouldn't be right. Really? My buddy Brad Birkenfeld got paid $106 million by the IRS for turning in tax sheets. The biggest payment ever for a whistleblower in the history of the world and the history of America. He got $106 million. Nobody told him don't do it. No one stopped him. They gave him the check for $106 million. It must be legal for the government to put out rewards, obviously, for whistleblowers. Anybody who comes forward is a whistleblower. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. Have yourselves a great night. God bless you. Happy Veterans Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.